Well, the NAPLAN results do seem promising for Indigenous education, although there has been a flatlining of results since last year. Overall, the figures are 10% better than 8 years ago. The Wire's Ton Johnson asked Indigenous education expert Dr. Kevin Lowe whether this means we're closer to closing the gap.
Well, it doesn't, because if you actually look at the detail itself, the gaps are still significant, and between Indigenous and non-Indigenous students still remains fairly static. Reading is one of those core indicators of kids' capacity to engage in the classroom activities. We're still looking at around about a 20% differential between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal students.
How do you feel these results speak to both rural and regional students and metropolitan students?
Look, statistically across the board, Aboriginal kids, wherever they are placed, do significantly less well than the overall cohort of students. The differences are really, really significant. There's issues around socioeconomic status, that poor kids don't do as well as kids from well-off families. You know, that's a well-known fact. Kids in rural and remote schools tend to do less well than those in urban environments. That's a well-known fact. And then Aboriginal kids do less well than non-Aboriginal kids. So if you're an Aboriginal kid in a remote school or a small rural school, you've got that compounding impact.
And it's been subject to quite a lot of criticism, the NAPLAN more broadly. Do you think it's still useful in considering Indigenous education?
Look, it's an indicator. And I think that there's an increasing argument that's coming forward that success needs to be more broadly conceptualised. So looking at it in terms of an Aboriginal kid's sense of identity as an Aboriginal student and how that is seen to be a positive in connection and form good educational outcomes. Certainly that's the experience both in Canada and in New Zealand in particular. We just don't have any notion of that in Australia as yet. There's been a lot of resistance to looking at that as an indicator of success and also as an input in terms of what school systems have to do.
Do you think the Indigenous studies and cultural education is getting better?
Well, you know, it's very dependent on really good teachers. And so good teachers have been doing fabulous work, and there's a lot of teachers and schools that can really lift their game in this area.
Something that's been really interesting to see over the last couple of years has been a focus on native languages. Do you see that impacting in the school setting?
I think it's probably the most significant thing that can be done. Languages speaks directly to the heart of Indigenous identity. Kids are really positively engaged in that and often will speak as being one of the most significant things that happens to them. But having said that, there are a lot of schools who haven't got access to language programs. And what we found is that when kids have access to other ongoing programs, schools have implemented, you know, dance and cultural programs where they've had regular access to it, and that in itself tends to keep a lot of these kids at school.
Dr. Kevin Lowe of Macquarie University there speaking to The Wire's Tom Johnson.